Hello. This is David Pearson. And this is DJP's Rock Vinyl Podcast. Welcome to my podcast. Thank you for finding me. On this podcast, I will play you one super rock track, and then I will play you four tracks from one of my favourite albums. All on vinyl. This is my first broadcast with a wider distribution on many podcast sites. If it's your first listen, I do hope you enjoy it. And I hope you enjoy the format. I'll endeavour to tell you a bit about each track that I play, about the band and maybe the track as well. Please follow me on Twitter with my hashtag DJP as Rock Vinyl. Your thoughts on the show and any ideas would be appreciated. And so, on with the show. Yes, it's a new year. And therefore, a new show. So what have I got for you today? Well, those of you who have listened to some of my previous broadcasts will know that I'm originally from Solihull in the West Midlands. And my dad and my mum were both from parts of Birmingham. Therefore, I'm quite into my 70s and 80s Brummie bands. My super rock track for today is from a Brummie band. And it's from a band called the Steve Gibbons Band. Now, Steve Gibbons was born in Birmingham, in Harborne, in 1941. He had quite a career around Birmingham and was in a number of bands, including The Uglies, Balls, Idle Race, and what eventually became the Steve Gibbons Band in the early 70s. Steve Gibbons Band actually had a few hits, and you can catch them on some of the Top of the Pops videos on YouTube. It's well worth a look, in my opinion. They do some quite good performances. So the track I'm going to play you is from the 1977 album Rollin'. The track is called Tupelo Mississippi Flash. What a great title for a song. And you may think he has difficulty getting that right in the song, but no, he doesn't. It's not an original. It was actually written in 1967 by a guy called Jerry Reed, who was an American country music singer out of Nashville. So, without further ado, Let's hear the Brummie version of Tupelo, Mississippi Flash.
I want to tell you the story it's all about. A job I had one time as a talent scout. I'd had a hard day in office. The boss wasn't in town. And as I did, his hard-looking guitar pickers just happened to come around. Yeah, he walks in the office, got a great big grin. And folks, that's where the story really begins. He said, "My name is Bobby Lawrence. I come to you from Tupelo, Mississippi. I write songs and sing just like a bird. They mix on my own guitar like you never, ever heard. But I'm down on my luck. Things are getting slack. I got this quarter in my pocket. This shirt on my back. But find us some supper. Give me a place I can sleep. I'll sing you a song I thought you had right up the creek. I got talent, boy. Back home they call me the Tupelo, Mississippi Flash. I was in a room with some kind of a nut. He pulled out a pack of few cigarette butts. That's when I told him we can't use you today. And the boy dog sent him on his way to Boston back. We both had a laugh. I told him about the Tupelo, Mississippi Flash. Pretty soon I had a story circulating around about a Mississippi nut. Here in our town, watch your cup. He squirted, walks around, called himself a Tupelo, Mississippi Flash. Mississippi Flash, I almost wrecked my automobile. Went clean to the red light. I hit the traffic cop. It was so absurd, it blew my mind. This is what I heard.
Yes, there he goes, the Tupelo Mississippi Flash. If that didn't get you bopping around the room, I don't know what will. I thought that might be a good start to the new year, to get us all moving a bit. Apparently, the song was actually a comic tribute to Elvis Presley. Unfortunately for Steve Gibbons, this single didn't even chart in the UK. I just can't believe that. So where do we go next? Well, it's now time for our album, where I'll play you four tracks from one of my favourite bands and one of my favourite albums. And we're not going far, because the band is City Boy. Who, I hear you say? Well, let me tell you a bit about City Boy. They're an English rock band from the late 70s. Guess where they originated from? Yes, Birmingham. A lot of their music has complex vocal arrangements and some heavy guitar. The band consisted of Lon Mason, Steve Broughton, Max Thomas, Chris Dunn, Roger Kent, Mike Slamer, and later Roy Ward. Now, if I said their most popular and highest charting single was 5705, you might remember them. But to me, that wasn't the best stuff that they did. To me, I think it's their second and third albums, maybe the fourth. So today's album is Young Men Gone West by City Boy. It was their third album, released in 1977. I do seem to have a lot of bands and albums that I like around that time. Now, I'm afraid it didn't really chart in this country, either as an album or any singles. But I still think it's a great album. Maybe it's the Brummie in me, but I think you will find something in this that you will like. Now, the first track is called Dear Jean. Open bracket, I'm nervous, close bracket. And you might figure why he's nervous when you listen to some of the lyrics. Dear Jean.
Scene full of passion, I'm nervous.
How's that for a bit of rocking for you? Some excellent guitar work there from the guitarist Mike Slammer, and some brilliant bass as well coming in from Chris Dunn. So that was Dear Jean, I'm Nervous. Basically a song about schoolboy infatuation with one of his teachers. We've all been there. So a bit of a change of sound on the next track, I think. This track is again from the album Young Men Gone West. It's called She's Got Style, and it's written by Lol Mason and Max Thomas. I think this is quite a good, what should have been, a successful poppy single. She's Got Style. City Boy with She's Got Style. A nice bit of what I would call pop rock. And it does have a little guitar solo in there. So no complaints, please. So, as I've said, some quite sort of diverse sounds on this album. And this next one won't let you down on that. This one is about being a millionaire, but you're a bit of a faded star. It's got some great lines in it, because it's a masquerade. in many ways. It's like wearing shades on a cloudy day. Listen up. And no, you're not on the wrong podcast. There is a brass band in it. Was City Boy with Millionaire, and the brass band on that was the Apprentice Millionaire Colliery Band, and the arrangements were by Jerry Butler and Geoffrey Tristram played the clarinet. How's that for a different sound? And actually, part of that sounded very similar to a little group called Supertramp. Now that's given me an idea for a podcast. And so to the last track from the album today, I'm going to play the title track, Young Men Gone West. It's a bit of a sad song, really. It's about young men losing their way. Now, remember, this was back in 77. Seems those problems still exist. Love the outro on that track. Absolutely brilliant bit of synthesizer and some lovely harmonies, preceded by a great guitar solo. So that was Young Men Gone West from City Boy, both the track and four tracks from the album. I hope you enjoyed them. If you did, please let me know. I'm on Twitter, hashtag DJPsRockVinyl. If you didn't like it, let me know as well. I'm just happy to hear what you think. Now, just to keep you thinking, I want you to try it and link three tracks. This one from City Boy, Young Men Gone West. And I want you to think about what the tracks might be when I mention the names Genesis and that brilliant Brummy band ELO. Anyway, that's all for this week. Have a good week, and I'll see you next week on DJP's Rock Vinyl.